Hi, you're Ali. You have come to Austria, visited us here from England, and you are, you tell me, a lifelong vegan. Is that really true?
Yes, that's true. I've been vegan all my life. My parents are both vegan, and they decided to bring me up vegan. Yeah.
So, and the most sort of important question straight away, are you ill and sick and dead?
I've never been ill or anything, and in fact in my flat last year I had 5 other people and they all ate meat and they got ill quite a lot through the year, and I was the only one who didn't catch a flu, get ill, and I was been healthy all my life, really. I've had no trouble with health.
Did actually any whatever nutritionist or doctor sort of study you and find something out, because they've always these very sort of important statements to make, how it is impossible to bring a child up vegan? Did they ever look at your life so that they actually have some data to go on?
Well, once when I was going for a checkup at the doctor, they said, you can't be healthy being vegan. We're going to have to do a checks and you can't continue like this. And then they did a lot of tests and they were like, your iron's perfect. Everything was high and normal. And they were a bit surprised by that and they didn't really know what to say.
Did you have a hard time being vegan? I mean, you're now 19 years old, I think. And 19 years ago, veganism was what? Not a very normal thing. It is not today. Did you have a hard time as a child?
In schools, of course, you get quite a lot of people who go, oh, pick on you and mention it all the time. I got called soya girl a lot, but it never really bothered me. They try and catch me out with my food all the time, but my mum was always really good. She'd make these. If there was a cake, she'd take me a vegan cake to a party so I wouldn't feel left out. So I always felt like I was, didn't feel left out, it was always felt normal. And I think that's a good way to approach it.
Many non-vegan people would possibly think who have turned vegan and had this meat-eating upbringing and sort of regrets about it, even though I was until 18 I changed vegetarian, and then whatever 25 I became vegan. So there were 25 years of animal abuse. You don't have that. You don't have this sort of thing in you. What do you think? You have a different outlook on society. Do you sort of look at other people, or vegans, do you find them out and do you sort of feel a community with them?
I've always, at school, there was no other vegans around me, so I've always, the majority of my friends up until recently, have always eaten meat, so I've never really felt different to that, and I've always tried to encourage them to be vegetarian, and a few of my friends have turned vegetarian because of it, but I've never really, I don't know, I probably had a different outlook onto the world, and because I've never had meat, but I've never really judged others in that way. I've always just think that they haven't clicked, they haven't had they weren't lucky enough to have parents that brought them up like that from a young age, so I've always just wanted to help them become vegan.
Do you know other lifelong vegans about your age?
Not my age, no. I hear about them, but not my age.
Okay. Thank you for this interview.
Thanks.